The recent accusation against former Onondaga County Family Court Judge Brian Hedges that he sexually molested his 5-year-old deaf niece 40 years ago has brought the issue of abuse of the disabled into the open. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the McMahon-Ryan Advocacy Site wants to make sure workers who deal with abuse victims have the tools they need to do the job.
The statistics about abuse in the disabled community are alarming. Sign language interpreter Michelle Pilcher is relaying the words of Lindsay Ryan Anthony, who is deaf.
1 out of 2 deaf people experience some sort of domestic violence or sexual assaults. People with disabilities, there's a high rate because, simply, they're easy targets. They're vulnerable.
Jennifer Shaw of Vera House works with Project Emerge, which promotes awareness of women with disabilities. She says a disability can sometimes make abuse more of a challenge to deal with or to report.
It can be compounded by the disability that they have, whether they use a wheelchair and are relying on others for care, whether they have a communication disability that prevents them from fully communicating and telling their experience.
That's one reason McMahon-Ryan is holding workshops for the frontline workers who deal with victims of abuse to teach them how to get past the unique problems of someone who is disabled. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO.